We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Live from the Union Station by JP's Gastropub, this is the Jerome Tang Show on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield. Brought to you by Union Station by JP's Gastropub. Great food by Wildcats for Wildcats. Always open to the public and located in the K-State Student Union. Kansas Land Tire. Out of air or need repair? These guys care. And by Kansas Strong. Strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson.
Well, a very pleasant good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Jerome Tang Show as we talk Kansas State basketball over the next hour, and you can join us. We'll tell you how in just a little bit. Welcome to the program. We're at JP's Gastro Pub in the beautiful K-State Student Union. And the Wildcats are ranked again this week, 14th in the AP poll. They're 16th in the coaches. They are 21-7, 9-6 in the Big 12 after a couple of wins since we were here last week. And boy, you want to talk about good basketball. We saw it Saturday in a win against Iowa State, 61-55. And then Tuesday night, the Cats got those Baylor Bears again, the ninth-ranked team in the land, 75-65. And we'll talk about those games. We'll preview Oklahoma State. We'll touch on next Wednesday night's game. And remember now, that's Wednesday, not Tuesday. We haven't played many Wednesday games against Oklahoma senior night at 8 o'clock at Bramlage. And then the regular season will close a week from Saturday in Morgantown against the Mountaineers of the University of West Virginia. We've got a terrific crowd here tonight. Thank you so much for that. Give yourselves a hand. And as you do that, welcome the coach of the Wildcats, Mr. Jerome Tang, to the program. Great to have you, sir, and congratulations on two wins. We say it every week, but when you're winning games in this league, you're doing something right. It's hard.
Oh, man, it is hard to win, and it was great to be at home, and our fans were just incredible.
Yes.
Oh, it was just two awesome nights, incredible environment, spurring on. The guys, our staff did a really good job of resting our guys and only doing what was absolutely necessary. And it showed in the energy that the guys had to play.
Well, let's talk real briefly about the Iowa State game from Saturday. I think defense is where you start with this one, isn't it? I mean, you guys needed a really good effort at home. I thought the guys had energy and passion right out of the gate, and that parlays into a really nice win against a very, very fine offensive team.
Yeah, I mean, the first time we played them, I think us scoring 76 points against them was like some kind of record. Like nobody had scored that many points against them. So they were both of them and Oklahoma State, like top two defensive teams in the conference. So we knew that we had the guard and it was going to be a battle and it was going to be a 40-minute grinder. And the guys just kept pounding away, man. We just kept getting the first half. When we turned them over, we were able to get out in transition and score some buckets, but we couldn't score in the half court. And in the second half, made a couple adjustments, and Keith got a couple open looks, and they went in, and then we were able to turn them over, and then the crowd really got into it, and TJ had to call some timeouts. And, you know, when your crowd – that's why we talk about home court advantage, and when our – crowd is doing what they're doing and the other coach can't communicate with his players and they can't communicate with each other, and you know, half the team gets to play and half the team doesn't, and then they have to you burn timeouts, and if they have to burn them in the middle of the game, they don't have them at the end of the games, you know, to make adjustments and stuff. And so it just helps so much. And but the crowd got going, and we got out and had some transition buckets and got a little lead and was able to hang on.
Well, it was victory number 20 for the Wildcats. It's the 31st time in K-State's rich history that they have done that, 20-plus wins in a season. It was also the sixth sellout. And I got to say this about this gentleman to my left. He is the fourth Wildcat coach in his first year to win 20 or more. The others, Lon Kruger in 86-87, Bob Huggins in 06-07, Frank Martin, 07-08. Congratulations on that. That is well done. Well done.
Thank you. Well, a lot of credit, all credit to the staff and you know, to our players, and they just do just a great job. And those names, incredible men, all of them have had some impact on my life. You know, Coach Kruger was always a guy who you could call and he would give you advice, was always so kind. And
first-class guy.
Yeah, Coach Huggins and Frank, both guys that I still talk to and see. And so a lot of respect for all of them, and just honored that my name's even mentioned with theirs.
And then we move on to Tuesday night where you host the Baylor Bears. And I couldn't help but think back to the game in January where you won there in overtime. And what were we going to expect this time? There's adjustments. I think there were adjustments. A little bit lower scoring game, but wow, was that a good basketball game to watch. I mean, from the fan standpoint, did you not enjoy that one? That was a superb ball game. And your guys, I thought, I'll just bring this up right now. You know, Adam Flagler is one of the very best guards in the country.
Yes.
No question about that. And in that game, he was 1-for-13. That just doesn't happen. Good defense.
It was. It was good defense, and Adam having an off night. I mean, it was a combination of both. And but once again, our guys, they were really locked in. We made a few mistakes in the first half on ball screen. For a while, they were 0-for-6 from three, and then they went 6 for their next 7. And because we messed up on some ball screen coverages, and there was some confusion. And at halftime, the team actually said, they said, "Coach, we should do this. And it was a way we guard things, and it was very simple, not easy to do, but it was not complicated, right? And they said, "Coach, this is what we should do." And I said, "All right, y'all want to do that?" And they said, "Yeah." And they went out and they executed it. You know, they knew what they wanted to do, and they took ownership of it, and they went out and they guarded the thing the right way, and they made those guys miss, and it was awesome. When you have players, like sometimes you ask guys. Players, hey, what should we do? And they tell you what the easiest thing is to do. Mm-hmm. And our guys didn't tell me what the easiest thing was. They told me what the best thing was. And that really is
special,
coach,
isn't it?
Yeah, very special.
When you think about from when you started back in the springtime till that moment, as a coach, that's got to be a proud, proud thing for you.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
Yeah.
Because it shows all the growth and the buy-in, how much they care.
You had only 7 turnovers in the game, a season low. How cool was that?
Well, you know, we've been harping on it. We've been showing film. We've been working on it. And to see them, this is 2 games in a row, 11 or less turnovers.
Yeah.
And both, you know, resulted in wins. And we've said all along, if we don't turn the ball over, we're hard to beat.
is it accurate to say that you were in attack mode offensively from the beginning in terms of going to the basket? Because I look at this and made a note of this. 42-16 was the paint points advantage for your guys against Baylor.
Yeah, well, we wanted to play fast, and we wanted to attack in transition, and in the half court, we wanted to get to the paint. We felt there were ways that we could get to the paint. And so the guys were really, really bought into that. It's not that we didn't want to make threes, but we knew they would shoot a lot of threes, and sure, we thought we could, like, you know, shoot layups, and we did.
We'll talk more about this game in just a little bit, but I've had so many people ask, after the game, did he jump up on the press table? I said, I don't know. I didn't see it. I was going to break. How did that all play out? Did you jump up there on your own? Did you have help? How did that work?
I keep trying to tell people I'm
pretty athletic.
I'm pretty athletic.
Yeah, I'm
you know,
with you.
I mean, don't let the gray hair fool you, you know. And but yeah, I was trying to get to the students,
yep,
and sometimes, like, well, there are people sitting on that front row, and I hate to make them move and stuff. So I just decided I would hop on top of it, and then somebody asked me, what did I think when the table moved? And I was like, I didn't even feel it move. You know, I was like, up there, and let's go on to the next thing. So.
Well, that was something else. And I just kind of wonder, does it surprise you that the reaction you're getting about where you're going after a win at home? I mean, which direction, what area of the arena?
Yeah.
Because I know you're thrilled to death with what these people are doing, man. They've been unbelievably good.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, just beyond anything
just like
I could
ever.
Just
the sandstorm thing. That was one of the coolest things I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
was awesome.
We'll have
yeah
to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We'll
yeah
talk. But,
yeah,
but yeah, you know, I mean, just this has been a dream come true. Just,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
the to our guys, the opportunity to play in this kind of environment,
yes,
you
sir
know. And we told the guys before it started, actually the staff told them, hey, you know, coach has done his job, right? He's went out and met with all the fraternities and sororities and done all this stuff to get them excited about coming to see the game. And now it's time for y'all to do your job to make them come back.
You bet.
And I told them today in film, I said, man, y'all have done your job, and let's just keep this thing rolling because our fans are excited about watching y'all compete out there on the floor.
Seventh sellout on Tuesday night, back-to-back against Iowa State and the Baylor Bears. We'll take a break. More with Coach when we come back in a moment. Do want to mention we've got two player guests for you tonight. And I can tell you that you're going to enjoy both. Dorian Finister is here. Peyton Ackerman is here. And we'll get to that in a little bit. Right now, a timeout. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
We know you love coming to JP's at the K-State Union just before the ball game. But did you know that you can get the same great food five other days of the week?
Really?
Yes, get those same gourmet pub burgers.
Ooh.
Artisan creations.
Uh-huh.
And smoke sensations.
Yahoo!
That are all available through the week at JP's Union Station, located in the heart of campus at the K-State Union.
Every Wildcat fan knows to make a championship run, it takes a great offense and a great defense. It's the same with Kansas Land Tire. A good offense starts with regular maintenance and seasonal checkups on your vehicle to ensure it's in tip-top shape. A great defense is Kansas Land Tire service in the field in case of a flat or that rear mechanical issue. You can count on the Cats to deliver game after game, and you can count on Kansas Land Tire trip after trip, season after season. Find the shop nearest you at KansasLandTire.com.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you.
This is Kansas Securities Commissioner Dan Klukas. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Investment scams don't just target the elderly. Research shows many fraud victims are college-educated, financially literate individuals who are optimistic. 1 in 10 will fall victim to investment fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest and educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
Introducing Brahms' new Fresh Market Order Pickup. Get your groceries in as little as 15 minutes. It's easy. Just place your order on the Brahms app or online. Choose from Brahms' exclusive items and groceries, and then select a pickup time that works for your schedule. Brahms' farm fresh milk, meats, freshly baked breads, produce, and more are hand-selected just for you. When you arrive at your neighborhood Brahms, we'll bring your order out to your car for free. Incredibly fast, incredibly convenient.
Welcome back to the Jerome Tang Show on this Thursday night. Visit Union Station by JP's Gastro Pub today and taste the Gastro Pub difference. Try the exciting new menu highlighting all of the best locally sourced meat, dairy, and produce that K-State has to offer. Proudly smoking meat daily from K-State's own Weber Hall and serving Call Hall ice cream for all Wildcats to enjoy. JP's Gastro Pub takes their barbecue serious, open to the public, and offering all of your regional favorites like brisket, pulled pork, juicy burnt ends, or the student's favorite, the slow-smoked and crispy fried wings. However you barbecue, we're confident our Q is going to make you smile. We also remind you, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire nearest you. Wildcats on the road Saturday in Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State at 1 o'clock. Our network coverage begins at noon. The game on ESPNU National Television. If you have a question for Coach tonight, a couple of ways to reach us. Go to Facebook Live and post your question there. Also, you can tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. I really, really like our first question of the night from Facebook Live. You ready for this one? Who is the best Coach Tang impersonator on the team, staff included? Have you paid much attention to that?
No, I have not. Dream thinks that he can impersonate anybody.
I'll bet.
And he does a very good job of listening to other people. So, but I haven't quite caught anyone yet impersonating me.
You haven't.
You might have to ask Dorian and Peyton that.
Okay. Yeah. Keep that in mind, guys. We'll get to that. Okay, how about this one? What was it like seeing Jonathan Chamwechachua back on the floor for the Baylor Bears?
Oh, man. That was incredible.
It's a great story, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, when he played his first game against Texas Tech, told the story. I was taking a nap on the couch before our game, and Ray, my wife, was flipping back and forth for games, and when she was watching the Baylor game, and when he checked in, she hollered, "Jonathan's in the game," and I woke up and to see him out there, and then he hit a three, and I almost started crying because, you know, I was there.
He's been through so much.
Yeah, I was there when the injury took place, and the next day, and then getting the doctor's report, and the fact that, you know, they said he may never play again, you know, and to see him be back in a year when they said it was at least 2 years. And but if anybody could do it, Jonathan can, and he's just a terrific young man.
For sure. This one reads, "I'm a big fan of Naquan Tomlin. I see he's listed at 195 pounds. What would you like him weighing going into next season?"
We've talked a lot about it. We want to get Quan to about 220.
220.
Yeah, I think he can easily put on 25 pounds of muscle and be more explosive. And so that's the goal. We have a plan. Phil is already working on it. And, you know, everyone has to buy into the plan. And we feel like we can have him where we need to have him if he'll do what he's supposed to do.
We somewhat touched on this, but I'll ask it anyway. It reads, "The Cats have committed just 18 turnovers in the last two games. Can you describe why it's been so much better since the Texas Tech and Oklahoma games?"
I think we are trying to hit singles. We are consciously trying to hit singles and not go for home runs every time. Keontae and Marquise, I believe that we're putting them in better situations where they have more outlets because they're always being double teamed. And so as a staff, I think we're putting them in better situations so that they're not in traffic all the time.
While we're on that subject, I wanted to mention this. Tom Gilbert, our media relations director for men's basketball at K-State, worked with Stats Inc. on this one. Marquise, as you all know, had a 10 assist, 0 turnover game against Baylor on Tuesday night, which is really remarkable. But here's what I think that we'd like to tell you tonight. Dating back to 96-97 season, he's just the 12th player to have 10 or more assists and no turnovers against an AP top 10 team, and just the fourth Big 12 player ever to do that. So how about that? That's really, really cool for Marquise Noel. With that said, do you think he deserves to get some votes for conference player of the year.
Yeah, I definitely believe that. I mean, he leads the in just conference stats, he leads the conference in scoring, in assists,
yep.
in steals, in three-point field goals made, in minutes played. Probably missing a couple of them there.
Yeah, he's number one in the in league games in five categories.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And so, you know, I will say this, that as when I was at Baylor and even before that, I always felt like whoever the best player was on the team that won the championship in that league, they should get MVP.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, if some other team wins the conference championship, the, whatever young man that is on their team, their best player, I believe that person should win the MVP. But I do believe that Keith should get some votes. But I also think that part of the problem of having multiple really good players is that they're going to split votes.
Exactly.
And still.
Yeah, because if you look at numbers, mm-hmm. I think you could make a hugely strong argument that Keontae and Keith both could be first-team All-Big 12 guys.
Yeah, they should be. Yeah. Not could be. They should yeah. be first-team yeah. All-Big 12, both yeah. of those guys.
And in the best league in the country, that's the best
yeah.
part about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's the...
Yeah. All right, before we go to our next break, we wanted to go back to the Sandstorm thing, and let's briefly talk about that and why it stuck out to you, because you had mentioned to me when we shot TV that you don't really notice it that much, but because of what happened the other night, it was hard to not notice.
Yeah, well, first of all, credit to Joni yeah. and her staff with marketing. That
right.
that was just incredible, right?
Yeah.
And I don't ever notice it. Like, we're always going to a timeout, and mm-hmm. so usually when they play it, it means that we have gone on a run. The other team calls a timeout, so I'm thinking, okay, what are they going to do differently, mm-hmm. you know, and what do we need to tell the guys and what do we have to focus on? Sit down in the huddle. I'm talking to the guys and, you know, we're just locked in, so I don't really hear anything. Well, I'm talking to the guys and the lights go out and I'm like, whoa. And then all of a sudden, like, I see their faces and they're like not paying attention, right? And so it's like, I'm like, what's going on, you know? And so I say what I have to say and I get up and I see all these lights, these flashlights, and I'm like, oh, this is cool, you know? And I see Dream having a good time out there,
oh, yeah.
and the lights are moving and the song is playing. I'm like, all right, so this is what it is, you
oh,
know?
Yeah.
Oh, that was incredible.
It was special. And
we have gotten as many clips of that as possible,
mm-hmm.
and every recruit in America that we're recruiting has seen it.
I'll
and,
bet.
And they just absolutely love
Hopefully
it.
Hopefully they've seen it more than one time.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. We will take a break with Coach, and we're going to be back with our first player guest in just a moment. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
Welcome back to the Jerome Tang Show on this Thursday night. Afternoons don't have to be boring. Stop by Union Station by JP's weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. to enjoy discounted drinks and shareable appetizers. The extracurricular afternoon activities and fun relaxing. Do yourself a favor and try the popular barbecue pit burger or the always fresh sunflower chicken salad. Always open to the public. We can't wait to see you at the Gastropub. With a purchase of at least $10, parking in the garage adjacent to the Union is validated for up to 2 hours. As we welcome you back to the show on this Thursday night, K-State on the road Saturday in Stillwater against OSU at 1 o'clock. Our network coverage will begin at 12, and you can see the game on ESPNU. Our first of two player guests tonight is a young man that I know you're going to enjoy. His name is Peyton Ackerman. He's a 5'10 freshman from Oklahoma City. Welcome to the Jerome Tang Show, young man, and welcome to K-State. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Really, really well.
Good.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your background. I mentioned Oklahoma City. Yeah. Kind of tell us where you played, how you got into the game of basketball at a young age.
Just always being around it at a young age. You know, my mom, she would drop me off at the gym about 8 in the morning and come pick me up when she got off around 5, 6 p.m. So I'm spending my whole day at the YMCA, and it was just on you. Like, it was, you know, she give me, you know, some lunch money, walk across the street, get a pizza, go right back to playing basketball. So I was just always around it since a young age. It was just, that was how I spent my summers.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So what kind of competition did you play against as a young guy? Were you always one of the smaller guys?
Always one of the smaller guys, yeah. Playing the older guys. You know, at first they wouldn't let me play with them, so I would just sit and watch them. One time someone, you know, they didn't have enough players, so I was like, just let them play.
Yeah.
Did good, so then it just became a routine. Like, okay, well, you can start playing with us now. So
that's kind of how this works, huh?
That's how basketball kind of came to me.
So give us an idea of how you got involved with K-State and ended up as part of this Wildcat program.
It's a funny story. This is on a summer day. Woke up, checked my phone, and I had a missed call from Coach Tang. And I hadn't spoke to him, so his contact name said Coach Tang with Baylor next to it. So I called him, I'm like, well, I wonder what he wants. So I check his voicemail, you know, he's like, you know, I'm going to workouts, get back to me around this time. So I called him, and he just said, you know, broke it down to me, how would I like to, you know, take a preferred walk on. And he warned me, you know, about how difficult it would be. You know, some days, you know, you might not get to practice, do all the things, but you're still a part of the team. You're still going to be here with us. So he was like, you know, call me, think about it. And in my mind, I'm like, I don't even need to think about it. You know, I want to do it. But so that's just how it all happened. And it's very happy.
That's an amazing story. So tell me, when you started telling your family and friends that Jerome Tang called, are they like, no kidding? Or were they... Were they shocked a little bit?
It was my mom's birthday, actually.
Okay.
On June 8th. So I couldn't. She said that was the best birthday gift she could have got.
Wow.
Was
how about that?
That call that Coach Tang had called us, and I felt the same way. It was my birthday gift to her.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
But no, it was amazing.
What's it been like being here and experiencing this season? Because, hey, you've been here from the get-go, man. So many new faces, not knowing exactly how it's going to play out, and now here you are. You've been ranked as high as 5th in the country. People have the K-State as a 3. I mean, do you pinch yourself once in a while? Or
it's just a blessing, taking it all in. You know, everyone was like, man, how are they going to be? And I'm getting all these calls, you know, the rankings came out, we were dead last. I'm telling everyone, I'm like, nah. I'm seeing it in practice, like, that's just not how it's going to be. But you can't, you know, you sound crazy.
Right.
Sound crazy, but you just keep telling them, like, with the confidence of we're going to be good. Just trust.
Well, knowing that you don't, I mean, in this particular case, you're not going to play this year, of course.
Right.
But you, and this is just my perception. I'll have Coach jump in here in a second. But it just seems like you're such all in, an all in guy right now, though. And is that, does that come easy for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just be yourself. I just try to be myself. You know, someone, I just try to help any way I can.
Sure.
You know, if I see someone's down or just always trying to go pick them up. Like, I just try not to always think about me in every situation I'm in, especially not playing, like you said. So, you know, it's just, I just try to see how I can help in any way I can, whatever I see.
Yeah, you know, it takes a special heart and a special person to be a walk-on, and it's a thankless job. And you never know, like, some days you're going to stand on the sideline for 3 hours, and some days you're going to be on the sideline for 2 hours, and then they're going to be expected to perform for 2 minutes, and then you're going to be back on the sideline again.
Yeah.
And just being ready and doing all the conditioning and everything. I mean, he did all of Shark Week to stand on the side. So, I knew that what kind of a person he was. His dad's a police officer and in Oklahoma, and mom's just a wonderful lady, and I knew they raised him the right way, and I've known him for 3 or 4 years now. And so when I got the job, God put him on my heart, and I knew that he was going to help our program and help us get to where we wanted to get to with the special gifts and talents that he has.
Yeah.
But some of the talents that he has, I did not realize, right? Like I didn't realize that he was the shoe plug, and or that he was really good at video games. And so why don't you fill everybody in on your expertise?
Are you the video guy?
I mean, a lot of us do. You know, it's just, that's kind of like comes into being like an all-in. I mean, everyone has their own things, like off the court.
Sure.
A lot of us, we like to, you know, we're all into shoes. That's just like a, I feel like it's a basketball player thing. Everyone wants to always look fresh, look good. So
sure.
I've always took that. And so I started, you know, well, you could just come to me for it. Like, I would go out and find them. So a lot of players, you know, in the locker room, like, you know, can you find me this? I got coaches, you know, can you help me find this? So, yeah. Video games, I mean, it's funny, you know. The whole team, we play them together. So that's like an off-the-court bonding in
sure.
a way. It sounds silly, but you're always talking, always joking. You just get close to them like that. You just build a bond, you know. It's real good.
Well, before we let you go, kind of tell us what you would like to do after your basketball career. Where are you headed academically?
Academically, my major is communications.
Oh, you want my job, don't you?
Yeah. That's a good job. I heard about it. Especially when
he doesn't work, right?
Yeah. He hasn't sweat all year. No, it's a cool job. I mean,
yeah.
Any way I could stay connected with basketball, of course, that's,
sure.
you know, my love. So
yeah.
any way I can with communications, you know, coaching, you know, your
right.
job is awesome. So
yeah.
I would just love to stay with basketball.
Well, I'll tell you what I tell everybody else.
Yeah.
It is a great job, and if I can ever help you, oh, you know where I'm at.
Yes, sir.
You holler.
Yes, sir.
You got it.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you.
Peyton Ackerman, we're back in a moment on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join this man and woman in holy matrimony.
Having this guy officiate a wedding,
repeat after me, I groom Davis Bride to be my lawful wedded,
is a bad fit. Kind of like choosing a pre-emergent herbicide that doesn't fit. BASF's corn pre-herbicides give you the flexibility to create your perfect match with application rates and timing you want.
Hear about that, you can't do better than kissing this bride, go.
Plus proven performance. BASF Verdict, Zidua SC, and Outlook pre-herbicides.
Wait, are we done?
Get exactly what you need at cornpreherbicides.com.
Always read and follow label directions.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here, because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com.
When you're a fan, you wear your team's jersey on your back and your heart on your sleeve. After a win, your world glistens. Lose, and the hurt permeates your soul. You'll always have a place with us in the Cox Fan Zone, where everyone can play and connect with other fans in a big group hug. See, in the Fan Zone, you're not some crazy fan. You're home.
Hey, Wildcat fans, this is voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson. Save Fan Zone into your Contour voice remote to play. Not at home? Visit cox.com/fanzone. The Sammy Family Stay and Play Lodge at Colbert Hills is now open, and the reviews have been spectacular. Come play the number one ranked public golf course in Kansas and spend the night in our new lodges with up to 8 bedrooms and featuring modern high-end finishes like a stone fireplace, large bar area, sub-zero refrigerators, a fire pit, and plenty of outdoor patio seating to enjoy the amazing Kansas sunsets. The lodge is perfect for your next group golf outing, wedding party, or business retreat. Visit ColbertHills.com for details.
Colbert Hills, your experience, our passion.
Back on the Jerome Tang Show on this Thursday night, Union Station by JP's Gastropub, proudly serving the best fresh and local products in the area using K-State's own Weber Hall beef and Call Hall dairy products. With a consistently rotating selection of exclusively Kansas beers on tap, there's never a predictable or boring selection. Always open to the public with easy and convenient validated parking available on site at the K-State Student Union parking garage. We remind you, too, the Jerome Tang Show is brought to you by Kansas Strong. Strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com. Our thanks to Peyton Ackerman for joining us on the program. Our second player guest, I'm so excited to talk to this young man. He is Dorian Finister, a 6'5 freshman. I guess I'll call him a combo guard. He's combo guard, right?
Yes, sir.
From the great city of New Orleans.
Sure, yes, sir.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
It's been fun having you at K-State, and let's kind of start like we did with Peyton. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about how you initially got into the game of basketball, and then we'll kind of float into that how you got to K-State thing.
Okay, so when I was 10, one day I just picked up a basketball, and it always stuck with me. Like, my brother always wanted to go to the park. My older brother always wanted to go to the park, or we would just find anywhere we could play basketball. We saved enough money to put a basketball goal in front of the house, so it would be easy to stay close to it.
Did you play other sports?
I played football a little bit in middle school. I thought about it in high school, but, you know, I was on the skinny side.
But what about that height? Is that part of why you selected basketball, or did you grow late, or how did that work out?
I kind of was always, like, one of the tallest until I got to high school or college. Mm-hmm. So I was always a tall kid. Yeah, that's really what brought me to basketball, really.
A tall guy with guard skills.
Yeah.
That's important, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I understand your high school team was dynamite. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so...
Carver High, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So I didn't start at Carver. I went to a school called East Jefferson my ninth grade year, but then I transferred to Carver. I played with a lot of guys that went going D1. I mean, those guys, it was fun playing with those guys. I mean, just, you know, taking over the whole city. Basically, we was just, you know, the number one team for every year.
Wow.
I was there.
And you were like a Final Four team almost like three straight years, if I'm not mistaken. Is that close to right?
Yes, sir. That's right.
That's impressive. So then you get – so how did it – where's the connection with K-State? Who first got in contact with you?
So I believe it was Coach Marco called me. And
he's a New Orleans guy.
Yeah, he's also from New Orleans. I believe he called me in March, late March or early April. And I got a text from my mom. She said, would you love to go to Kansas State? I said, of course.
Why wouldn't you?
School of the Big 12, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, she texted me one day. I said, of course, mom. And then I believe the next day I got a call from Coach Marco. He was, you know, introducing himself because we never met before, you know, K-State. And one day I got on a Zoom with Coach Tang. And he was just, you know, explaining to me how he would love me to be a Wildcat, how I would fit in. I would play in the red shirt, and that's just kind of how we hit it off.
Mm-hmm. Coach, jump in there and kind of tell us from your perspective what that was like. This is a good-looking young athlete, no doubt about that, and a good guy.
I actually saw Dorian play the summer before his junior year, and there was another kid on his high school team named Solomon that everyone in New Orleans talked about, and I recruited Louisiana when I was at Baylor, and it wasn't for the players, it was for the food. Coach Drew and I would fight over who was going to go to Louisiana to recruit. And so we were blessed. Like, I mean, we had Tweety Carter. He was our first McDonald's All-American. Then we had Lace Darius Dunn, the all-time leading scorer in Baylor history. And Rico Gathers, the all-time leading rebounder. And then Jared Butler, who led us to a national championship.
All those dudes were
ballers. Yeah, and Mark Vidal.
Oh, my goodness, so, I forgot about Mark.
Yeah, so we called them the Louisianimals, right? And so I've always felt that if you could recruit Texas and Louisiana, you can win a national championship.
Sure.
And I still have that. And so I wanted to get some kids, a couple kids from Louisiana. But seeing Dorian that year and everybody talk about the other kid, and I watched the other kid, I always thought, man, he's the better basketball player. Mm-hmm. And so I just always would follow him and ask questions and never knowing if there would be an opportunity. Didn't know where I would be at, but I always kept my eye on him. So as soon as I got the job, I was like, we're going to need somebody who can come in and redshirt and is willing to pay the time to develop into a player.
Yep.
And I think he can be a pro. He has no idea how good he could be. Right, and I'm gonna just tell you that
you're
practice,
listening to this, right?
Every day, every scout at practice, we ask him to be another player, and we tell him what the other player's best move is, whether it's go left, step back, whether it's go right, whether it's shoot the three, whether it's don't shoot the three, just get to the rim, and he can emulate every one of those moves. You have to be super skilled to be able to do that. And at 6'5", and be able to do that. And every day at practice, he plays the point guard against Marquise Noel, right? He has to dribble the ball against Marquise Noel every day. And if you can handle the ball and not turn it over against him, you are a super skilled player.
No doubt.
And as soon as between his ears figures out that there's nobody on the basketball court better than him, he's going to turn into a terrific player, and it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was super fired up about the opportunity for him to be here. And now you better say hi to mom and tell everybody about your mama so that we don't get in trouble.
Exactly.
All right? So tell everybody about mom.
My mom might be the greatest K-State fan from New Orleans ever. I mean, she has it in her bio. It says Dorian, quotation mark, KSU mother, close quotation mark, like finished. Like,
wow.
She's unbelievable. Yeah, she loves this university. She loves the fans. She loves it all. She just loves K-State.
Did you really, really like it the first time you stepped on campus?
I mean, yeah. I mean, when I came on my visit, the lights were purple. Everything, like, it all just stuck out to me. Like, everything was purple. I heard, like, Manhattan was, like, basically K-State.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what all stuck out to me.
Whoever told you that was right on task.
Yeah, they were.
It's all purple, isn't it? You
yes,
look
sir.
Good in purple, buddy.
Thank you. Thank
Don't you,
you
think?
Yes, sir.
Keep up the good work, my man.
Thank you
so much for
Appreciate
being
you.
Here. Dorian Finister, we're back in a moment on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Jerome Tang Show. Barbecue, burgers, beer, and more. Union Station by JP's Gastropub offers a refreshing selection of familiar food upgraded with Gastropub flavors. Do yourself a favor and see why everyone's talking about our fresh sunflower chicken salad with seasonal berries and candied pecans, or enjoy the slow-smoked 16-hour barbecue. Always open to the public with easy and convenient validated parking available on-site at the K-State Student Union parking garage. Again, our thanks to our player guests for joining us tonight. Peyton Ackerman, the freshman from Oklahoma City, and Dorian Finister from New Orleans. New information tonight. You like the New Orleans food just like I do. That is an incredible place to go visit.
Oh, my goodness.
I loved it there for the bowl game. It was incredible.
I would weigh 300 pounds if I lived there. It'd be incredible.
You know what happened? Marco gave me a list of about 8 places to try. I wish I'd had a chance to get all 8 in, but I need that like I need kicked in the head. But I did try 2, and it was incredibly good.
Well, that's how I actually met Marco. It was I recruited a kid he coached in high school, Greg Monroe. He's the number one player in the country. And
wow.
Met Marco, and I didn't get him. He went somewhere else, and Marco and I remained friends.
Well, you know what? What's the best part of recruiting? You seem to love the recruiting. Do you?
Well, I like relationships.
Yeah.
You know, building relationships and, you know, because, you know, that's what, to me, recruiting is about relationships. It's not, I'm not selling K-State. I'm not selling, you know, a future. I'm selling the character of our relationship over the years that I can be trusted with what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And if I can't deliver for a kid what he wants, whether it's immediate playing time or, you know, a kid who feels like he's an NBA player when I don't believe that he is, then, you know, I'm not going to sell that. I'm not going to do that because of the people who are going to help me get the kid. If I mess up on one because I didn't tell the truth, they won't help me with the other one.
Right.
And so I find that if I tell the truth in recruiting, because I care about the people and I care about the kids, that it usually turns out well.
Yeah, I think that is that it in a nutshell, isn't it? Because those guys that you mentioned from Louisiana, you still stay in touch with every one of those guys, don't you?
Everyone.
I mean, it's just part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And then I think that's what really makes it so neat. Back to some questions here. Do you feel the transfer portal in any way has limited high school player Division I options?
Yeah, it has. It has. Because, you know, if you have a choice of a kid who's been yelled at and who's been in the weight room and has had to go to class and, you know, conditioning in the morning and just all the different things that have to do, as opposed to a kid who hasn't and doesn't understand how hard it is, you're going with the experience every day. And
yeah.
So that does hurt the high school kid. And,
So they have to take a different route. That's why when a kid knows where he wants to go to school, if you're a high school kid and you know where you want to go, you better, and you get offered the scholarship, you better take that scholarship, because after that early period, or even once a coach feels like he has enough young fellas, we're going to stop. We could have signed five top 100 high school kids, but you can't win. You can't win with five high school kids on the floor at the same time.
Eventually, but yeah. not right away.
And with the transfer portal, if they don't play as freshmen, they're going to transfer and go someplace else.
Right.
So instead of, you know, loading up on kids, you know, that some of them need to take their time and maybe they don't want to or they're not ready to, you're going to find some older guys who have been through it and they understand.
We'll take another quick break here. Back with Coach in just a couple of minutes on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
We know you love coming to JP's at the K-State Union just before the ball game. But did you know that you can get the same great food five other days of the week?
Really?
Yes, get those same gourmet pub burgers.
Ooh.
Artisan creations. And smoke sensations. That are all available through the week at JP's Union Station, located in the heart of campus at the K-State Union.
Hi, this is Coach Tang, and we're used to talking about all things basketball. But right now, I want you to hear these four important words about the growing crisis of drug overdose. One pill can kill. Here's one way you can help. If you know someone at risk, be prepared with a life-saving medication called Naloxone. This nasal spray can reverse the symptoms of an overdose and save lives.
Get it free from the Kansas Naloxone program by visiting kdads.ks.gov.
Hello, this is Bill Snyder with some alarming nationwide facts. 40 million Americans age 12 and older struggle with substance use. Addiction and substance use affect more Americans than heart disease, diabetes, or cancer. It's time to start talking about addiction as a chronic disease that is treatable. The road to recovery begins with addiction health care at CKF Addiction Treatment. There you can find help, hope, and healing. To learn more, please visit ckfaddictiontreatment.org.
For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has built relationships first and plans second. We get to know you, so we know exactly what you need. Talk to a local Farm Bureau agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Contact Damon Putnam in Topeka, Rob Wareham in Holton, James Waters in Wamego, Michael Hodges in Manhattan, Matt Machen in Junction City, Corey Powell in Abilene, and Alex Rinicky in Council Grove.
Back on the Jerome Tang Show, visit Union Station by JP's Gastro Pub today and taste the Gastro Pub difference. Try the exciting new menu highlighting all of the best locally sourced meat, dairy, and produce that K-State has to offer. Proudly smoking meat daily from K-State's own Weber Hall and serving Call Hall ice cream for all Wildcats to enjoy. JP's Gastro Pub takes their barbecue serious, open to the public and offering all of your regional favorites like brisket, pulled pork, juicy burn-ins, or the students' favorite, the slow-smoked, and crispy fried wings. However you barbecue, we're confident our queue will make you smile. K-State on the road Saturday in Stillwater against Oklahoma State. We were talking a little bit about the transfer portal and how it's affected recruiting. I'll ask this one following that up. Is Caleb Boone one of the most improved players in the Big 12 from last season? He seems to be playing with just much more effort and confidence. What do you think of that?
He is definitely one of the most improved players in the conference. But we happen to coach a guy on our team who we think is the most improved player in the conference from last year.
Does he wear number one?
Yes, he wears number one. And then there's the young man at Texas also, Marcus Carr.
I think he's really improved.
Yeah, really improved from last year. So in this, it's crazy about the conference. Not only are they bringing in great young talent and bringing in other great transfers, everybody who stayed in the conference got better.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just credit to the great coaching staffs that we have. And
with that, would you like to see a all-newcomer team in this league?
Yeah,
I think it'd be neat.
I know they have a newcomer of the year award.
They do.
Which I think we should win.
Yeah.
I don't know about everybody else, but
well, that newcomer, let's talk about Mr. Johnson a little bit.
Yeah.
What is it? I've asked you this before, but I'm just going to ask again. What's it like coaching him? Because he's not a very emotional guy, at least at sight. Mm-hmm. But I think he kind of churns pretty strong inside. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that is very accurate. He is. I mean, he is really, really competitive.
Oh yeah.
You know, and it's fun because. Like, he does chirp. Now, people may not see, but he's saying stuff to those guys out there on the floor.
And
he's letting them know, like, what's
teammates
going on.
Teammates, too?
At practice, yes.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
Yeah. I can see that. Because he is – well, he has so many skills. But to me, one of the things that up and above and beyond just being able to put the ball in the basket is his strength and his want to. He has a lot of – I think if it's a scale of 1 to 10, his 1 to 2 is about a 15.
Yeah, he's got a grown man body, and he never looks like he's moving that fast. But it's so explosive what he does. It's incredible to watch.
That's an interesting question here from Facebook Live. I've noticed on social media that people are calling Coach Dowling the Maestro of Doom. Is that an official title? That's actually the question.
No, yeah, we are thinking about changing his title in the office, you know, to the Maestro of Doom.
Okay.
Because, you know, like when I watch film after the game, I see him like exhorting the crowd, you know, quite a bit. And, you know, he's really like into it. It's almost like he's conducting, you know, and so maybe that's the maestro part of things there.
When you put this staff together, was that one of your things you wanted a little personality too? Because you've got it with these guys.
I wanted a lot of personality.
Yeah.
I wanted guys that really enjoyed living life and being around people and, you know, wanting to get better and really, really cared about kids and wanted to do things the right way and people who smiled. You know, it's no fun to go to work every day with grumpy people. And so, you know, I want guys who smile. I want to coach guys who smile.
And his story is, I mean, he's been through a lot. He just you can tell he loves what he's doing and everything about it.
And he's constantly thinking about the guys and what's best for them.
Yeah.
You know, like he's.
And he'll rib them a little too.
Yeah. Oh, a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
But when we're in the office and we're putting practice together, we're putting a schedule, he's always thinking about them and needing their free time for their mental space and, you know, just what's too much. He's constantly thinking about their well being.
Yeah. I want to go back to the players for 1 second because we've got to go to our final break here in just a minute. But. Peyton was talking about the games and some of those. They do so much off the floor together.
Yeah.
That's got to be important to you to hear him talk about that and how important that is. And those guys are, I mean, it's a big deal to have them be able to get along off the floor too.
Yeah, and that's why I believe the chemistry on the court came about so fast is because they do enjoy being around each other and they do spend a lot of time around each other off the court.
Cam's still the king of the shoes, though.
I think so. Cam is still king of the shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, he could.
Off the charts.
Man, that's a lot of money in that closet.
We'll have a final thought in 2 minutes on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news! The movement experts at Advanced and Preferred Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With over 20 convenient locations across Greater Wichita and Kansas City, contact Advanced and Preferred Physical Therapy today at aptclinics.com to see a physical therapist. Advanced and Preferred Physical Therapy, a proud partner of K-State Athletics and trusted choice for keeping Wildcat fans in the game.
Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. Investment scams don't just target the elderly. Research shows many fraud victims are college-educated, financially literate individuals who are optimistic. 1 in 10 will fall victim to investment fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
People's State Bank offers hometown service with big bank features at our 11 convenient locations statewide. Whether you are looking for a loan, personal or business accounts, ATMs, mobile banking or bill pay, PSB wants to help you. At People's State Bank, we take pride in our communities and we are proud to be your community bank. Check us out at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
One final time, we welcome you back to the Jerome Tang Show. Let's talk about senior night after K-State plays at OSU this weekend, home Wednesday, March 1st against Oklahoma. That will be a fun night.
Yeah, yes, it will. And I normally don't jump ahead on games, but these seniors, they've done such a great job representing this university and just being great human beings. And we need Bramlage packed. Mm-hmm. We need it packed. We need it packed early. We need it loud. These guys are going to give you everything they got that night against Oklahoma, and we need the crowd to be there to support them and just show them how much that you guys love them. We know you love them, and we want you to be there and make sure every seat is filled and make it a night, a very special night for them to remember.
Has this season been a blur for you?
Wow.
It's gone so
yeah,
fast.
It's like,
and we got a long way to go. We're planning on being around a while.
A lot of basketball left. A lot of basketball.
There's no doubt about that. Best of luck this weekend in Stillwater. Heck of a place to play. They're going to be tough at home.
Oh, man. Mike does such a great job. His guys always play hard. They continue to get better. They won a 5-game winning streak just a little bit ago. So, and we know it was a one-possession game at our place. And so we're looking forward to going on the road and seeing how much better we've gotten as we continue to improve.
Well, we are out of time. Thanks so much. Best of luck this weekend. We'll remind you, we'll be on the air Saturday at noon. And for the Oklahoma game, on the air at 7 o'clock, that game on ESPN+. For Lacey Williams at our studios, for Jesse Piper, Sophie Diller, and our crew, along with the coach of the Cats, Mr. Jerome Tang. I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks for joining us. We have one more show next week. We'll see you folks right here. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
On the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, live from the Union Station by JP's Gastropub, this has been the Jerome Tang Show on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield. Brought to you by Union Station by JP's Gastropub, a Wildcat victory never tasted so good. Celebrate the Cats at Union Station by JP's Gastropub. Always open to the public and located in the K-State Student Union. Kansas Land Tire. Out of air or need repair? These guys care. And by Kansas Strong. Strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the K-State Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.